The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to another edition of The Ride Home with John and Kathy, live from the Salem-Pittsburgh studios. And now here are your hosts, John Hall and Kathy Emmons.
Hey, good afternoon. Greetings. Thanks for coming along today for the Tuesday edition, the pandemic edition of The Ride Home with John and Kathy. We are streaming.
The pandemic edition goes on and on, doesn't it?
At least for the foreseeable future.
Okay. Yeah, we are streaming. Find us on Facebook if you'd like to watch the show, 101.5 Word FM. Mm-hmm. If you're out there watching, hi. Glad you're with us. Also, The Ride Home with John and Kathy, either of those Facebook pages will get you to the right place. I am happy to tell you.
Tell me.
New Mike is back.
Oh, yeah. He is back. Coronavirus free. Mike, can you show yourself?
There he is.
Hello, everybody.
Look at him.
Yes.
Oh, my
gosh.
He's a mess. Isn't he a mess, John?
Bowed but not unbroken.
No.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Looking good, Mike.
So you don't
have
the coronavirus, Mike?
No, I do not. I had a sinus infection, which turned into bronchitis.
Oh, that sounds awful.
And
I mean, that's a lightweight thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if the mic cam's really picking up how sad he looks in person, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he looks better on camera, I think, than in actuality.
Right.
Thank you. Don't we all?
Yeah, well, that might be the case.
Not really.
I don't think it actually is. Anyway, Mike, we're glad you're back.
Very nice. Welcome
back. Good to be back.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've been putting off a couple things.
Oh, you too.
Mm-hmm.
Holy smokes. Okay. So apparently during this so-called downtime, which is not downtime for you and I.
No.
Or
no,
Mike.
No. For anyone who has a job where you have to go out, we're like twice as busy as we ever were.
However, we're not complaining because many people don't have jobs.
No. And I'm very happy to go. I'm glad to have a position going out. However, there isn't a lot of time at home to be doing things that are bothersome.
Right. So, you know,
or doing things that are bothersome. What I mean is fixing things that are bothersome.
I'm doing
a lot of things at home that are bothersome.
Oh, right. I'm saying yeah. Okay. So there's all these articles we're reading about. You've got all this free time now.
Right.
Apparently everyone's got free time.
Mm-hmm.
There's no paycheck involved in your free time.
Yeah.
But while you're doing nothing, you could be doing something.
Maybe the thing that's been bothering you that you wished you would have done and you kind of feel badly about yourself for not doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a thing?
Oh, I have a thing. Okay. So I think for a lot of guys, here's my touch in my face.
Mike, could you?
That's one.
Sorry, yeah. Thank you. For a lot of guys, of course, you use your father, especially around the house, how you do your chores, how you look at your house, your father is your template in many ways. Now, my father in his workshop, in his tool bench, I would say, in his basement cleanliness, he was meticulous. Now, I always strove for that. You know, put your tools, have them hanging. You get your nails. You get, you know, all that. You know, the whole thing. My basement is such a complete and total wreck. Now, I've got these teenage kids, and they go down there.
And they just throw it in.
So I'm always kind of doing this. At one point, maybe, I don't know, 8 months or so ago, I just gave up. I did. I just gave up. So I've got sawdust.
It's like trying to hold back a wave.
It's
really, what are you going to do?
No, there's nothing. So I surrendered. The place is a complete and absolute mess. So when I go down and need a tool now, I'm like this. Okay, there's pliers. There's a wrench. There's a socket
set. And the whole time
set.
You're thinking, my father would think that he failed as a dad.
Right.
That this is how I've ended up.
He did fail as a father if he would see my workbench. So I need to go to the basement and really clean house.
Okay.
I mean, just really throw out, get out, organize, put it all together.
Mm-hmm.
That's my big, gigantic, behemoth thing that's been in front of me for many, many months.
Right.
And now that I've got this so-called free time, I better get on it.
Okay.
Yourself?
I've owned my house 21 years. Mm-hmm. And before we moved in, I took one room, which is our main room, like our hangout room.
Yeah.
And repainted it, re-wallpapered it, the whole thing.
Yeah.
That was 21 years ago.
It was one room.
Now, let me tell you this.
Say no more.
If I sit like this in this one chair, okay, and... You know, talk to somebody or contemplate.
Yeah, just lean back.
As I would do. Mm. I look at the very top of the, you know, crown molding. Mm-hmm. It's been chipped. The paint's been chipped at least 3 years. Every single time I lean back.
You look at that.
I hate myself. Mm-hmm. Every single time. Yeah. I must have leaned back 6,000 times and thought, I can't believe that looks that bad.
Now, wait. Don't you implement your husband in this?
No.
Because you don't say, hey, hon, mm-mm. Can you get
my
a ladder?
My husband and I don't have that type of relationship. I've never done the honey-do list.
Okay. Oh, never. You don't?
Huh.
Really?
So if I want to paint the room,
you do.
I should paint the room.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell him to paint the room. I should paint the room. I can't believe how long I've let that go on.
Mm-hmm. So are you going to paint the room?
Well, I can't because we're coming to work every day, working twice the hours we were working before this whole pandemic thing started.
So?
I could hire a painter, except, oh, wait, we're sheltering at home.
No, wait a second. He's at home.
What, my husband? Yeah, except that he's a teacher, so he's working.
What?
He's doing the online thing.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, that remains to be seen.
Yeah. So our kids are doing the online thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your daughter doing it?
Well, this is interesting. So my one daughter's taken over the dining room.
Uh-huh.
The other daughter has holed herself in her bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So I have taken over the attic, and my husband's in the basement. Good thing we didn't have more children.
That's good.
And this is what happens. Our two cats just go between each of our stations.
Oh.
Like, they'll hang out and sleep in one station,
yeah.
And then they'll go to another station. This is what happens during the day.
I'm sure they're very happy, right?
Listen, our cats love quarantine.
I'm sure. Yeah, everyone's happy.
All their friends are back.
I came home last night, and my oldest is taking a course, I think it started at 7. No, started at 6. Went from 6 to 8:30 last night. Our house was as dark and as quiet as a church.
Did you like it?
I did love it. And I didn't turn a light on. I was by myself. My wife, she was out. It was very nice. I like the online thing.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. That's one of the changes that I think is going to stay.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that more in the next couple days.
Okay.
But I think it's time to move on with the rest of today's show.
Okay, let's go.
Find us on Facebook. We're streaming 101.5 Word FM. We'd love to hear from you. I'll respond as I am able. Let's see. What are we going to talk about today? Practicing hospitality with Rosaria Butterfield.
Surely.
What that means during the pandemic. We'll talk about guns, groceries, and news. What is selling the coronavirus situation that we're in right now? We'll talk about Flannery O'Connor versus the Marvel Universe. Do you find your heroes?
Mm-hmm.
Also, how Pittsburgh is responding to the coronavirus, local people making quarantine work. And coming up next, Andy Walsh will be with us, Faith Across the Multiverse, Parables from Modern Science. That's next on today's Ride Home.
WORD.
Coming up on Love Worth Finding.
And now we come to the end, and God is summing up this book that deals with the doom of the devil, the destiny of the dead, and deals with the triumph of the Lamb.
As the days grow gloriously dark, join Adrian Rogers for the dramatic conclusion of the Triumph of the Lamb series this month on Love Worth Finding.
Tonight at 11 on 101.5 WORD.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This Lenten season, Bistro To Go is breaking with tradition to keep tradition alive. For the first time ever, Bistro To Go on the north side has fried something. Crispy, flaky, tasty white fish fried a perfect golden brown just for you and your family. Get four for $44. That's four portions of fish fried or baked, plus mac and cheese and coleslaw for just $44. Order an hour ahead and Bistro To Go will have it hot and ready for curbside pickup straight to your trunk. Feed a family of four for $44 with BistroandCompany.com.
I think it's time to talk about multiverse.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm so good about it. Andy Walsh is with us. Andy did his postdoc at Carnegie Mellon in computational biology with a focus on viral evolution, which we're going to talk to him about. I bet he's probably going to be able to explain that to us a little bit. Anyway, he also got a PhD in molecular microbiology and immunology from Johns Hopkins, where his research ranged from, are you ready, John?
Please tell me.
Laboratory and field biology to statistical and computational analysis, which are all areas that John and I are particularly strong in.
Oh, sure.
So I think Andy's looking forward to talking to us about that. Anyway, we're excited to talk to Andy because these are difficult times. None of us understand what viruses are, and I think all of us are afraid. So, Andy, welcome back. How are you?
Hi, thanks. I'm fine. How are you?
Great. Now, I know you're laughing, thinking, wow, John and Kathy couldn't be less prepared, right, to talk about viruses.
We've got nothing, Andy.
But that's why we wanted to talk to you, because these are scary times for those of us that just don't understand what is all happening.
Sure, yeah. That's what I hear from a lot of people, and so that's why I'm trying to make myself available.
Nice. Okay. So with a doctorate from a public school in the biology of infectious diseases, I'm sure you've talked about this until you're blue in the face. What can you tell us that we don't understand or know about the coronavirus?
That's a broad question.
Yes.
It is a virus. It is often compared to the flu, but it is not like the flu in terms of its biology. The symptoms that it causes when it infects a person can be similar to the flu, but there's a lot biologically about the virus that is very different. And so there are a lot of things that we are still learning about this particular virus. So what we know about the flu doesn't necessarily carry over. So questions like, is it going to go away once the weather gets warmer? Well, that's what happens generally with the flu virus, but that's not what happens with that's not necessarily what happens with these coronaviruses. So that's something that we will be learning together as the weeks progress.
I see. So, Andy, I think a number of us, we've sort of cleaned house here at our workplace. So a lot of businesses, of course, this are shut down. But because we're in the nature of broadcasting, there is still a skeleton crew that is here. And talking to everybody here, maybe the five or six of us that are left, someone will say, well, I had a headache, and I think maybe I might, have a symptom. Maybe I have the coronavirus, and it's not going to blossom into, some sort of full-blown thing. Is that a possibility that, people are carrying this around with them, and it's not going to, imperil their health?
Yeah, so there have been a wide range of symptoms reported and a wide range of severity of symptoms, all the way from people who test positive for having the virus in their system but don't feel sick at all at any point, and ranging all the way to people who are very critically ill and you're requiring respirators in the hospital. So, yes, it is certainly possible that somebody could have mild symptoms, just a mild cough or sore throat, maybe a low fever, maybe even none of those things, but still actually have the virus.
Andy, from your vantage point, what have you heard media-wise or maybe even social media-wise that is so wrong that you can hardly believe it?
Oh, goodness.
Is there a lot?
That's what I want to hear.
Well, there is a lot. And, I'm a little bit hesitant to repeat it because when people hear these things, it kind of reinforces it, right?
Okay, good.
Then phrase it in the positive. What do you think? Think about the thing that you've heard which you think is wrong, and then tell me the thing that you know that is right that we can remember.
Sure. So, to the best of our knowledge, this is a virus that has occurred naturally, just like other coronaviruses. There's nothing particularly unusual or artificial about it, or that suggests anything intentional behind it. It has nothing to do with, it happens to have first appeared in Asia. At least that's what the best reports are. Although there were some case reports that came out after the fact from Italy that may suggest that it was showing up pretty much the same time in Italy and China. But it has nothing to do with Asia, Asian people. No particular person is more or less susceptible because of the country that they happen to live in. We are all at risk of experiencing the same range of symptoms as anybody else.
I see. So can you talk to us for a second about the president? Because, we've been watching the press briefings, for the last week or so. There's the president standing next to Tony Fauci and...
No, Fauci.
Fauci.
I love Fauci, Andy. I have like a celebrity crush on Fauci.
Yeah, I mean... There's two disparate voices that are sort of colliding, within feet of each other. How do you make sense of that? And of course,
well, you have to make sense of it with a sense of humor, because watching the two of them up there is just it's a very serious thing. But you also have to look at people whose personalities are that different having to work together.
Yeah.
So you have to pay attention to, what the source is. And that actually reminds me that I should point out that even though I was introduced as having a doctorate, I should remind people that I'm not a physician. So I can't give medical advice in any specific situations that you're experiencing. I can just sort of speak to the biology of viruses. And so those are the kinds of things, those are the questions we ask about when we're getting information. Well, who is or what is the source of that information? What is the president's background versus what is Dr. Fauci's background and authority to speak on these subjects?
So someone like Fauci, who finds himself, in a public policy position, while at the same time he's just, trying to be give good medical advice, how that must be a no-win, because you're not trained to be a politician. You never wanted to be a politician. You're thrust into that spotlight. Do you pity the guy?
Certainly, he has an unenviable job. At the same time, he's been doing it very well for decades.
Yeah, yeah.
And so even though he didn't train in this as a graduate student, I would imagine, since I don't remember those courses being offered, he certainly has had the on-the-job experience to figure out how to navigate these kinds of situations. This one might be particularly extreme, but I have confidence that he has figured out the best way to navigate these situations. Mm-hmm.
Andy Walsh is with us. We're talking about the coronavirus. But, Andy, let's talk about your book, because you've written a book about faith and science. This is really interesting. Go into this a little bit. Is it unusual for scientists to have a robust faith?
So it's actually not unusual. If you look at the survey data, people surveyed scientists across the country and around the world. And, in this country, the data suggested about half of scientists have some sort of religious commitment.
That's good.
Many Christian, but other religions are represented as well. And the same can be seen in lots of other parts of the world. In fact, there are some countries where if you're a scientist, you are more likely to have a religious affiliation than the general population.
Hmm.
Not the case in the U.S., but there are places in the world where that's true. And so, around the world, there are lots and lots of scientists who have religious commitments or religious beliefs, and vice versa, there are lots of religious believers who are working in the sciences or comfortable with the information that we get from science.
So, Andy, times like this, do you even understanding way, way, way more about how viruses work than the average person in the population, is it still shocking to you what's happened to society and the kind of strictures that we're living within at this time?
I mean, it was always a possibility that we would need to enforce these kinds of measures, right?
Mm-hmm.
These are the kinds of concerns people have about how diseases spread, especially a new disease that nobody has existing immunity to. And so there's that chance that we're all going to get sick at a very short period of time. And so these are scenarios that have been considered for a long time. And, these kinds of responses are within the realm of possibilities that, have been discussed in the past and even been employed in the past. Nobody remembers it now, but we did similar kinds of social distancing and closing schools and so forth during the flu pandemic of the early 1900s, 1918, 1919. We did a lot of these same measures in some places, and those places saw a reduction of transmission and a flattening of the curve, as we keep talking about. The number of people that were getting sick was fewer on any given day. Even if the total number of people that got sick was the same, it was spread out over a long period of time, which allowed healthcare to deal with it better. So this is not completely uncharted territory for public health. It's just not in anybody's living memory for the most part.
I see. So, Andy, I've got family right now living in Virginia, in Chesapeake, Virginia, down in that area. And I got a photograph today of cows that somehow escaped and found their way onto the highway. And the highway was packed. I mean, it looked like the 4th of July. And here in the city of Pittsburgh, you know, we're driving to work. There's nobody on the highway, which is fabulous. So I guess in different places in the country, different rules. But what about, you know, the overall effect? I mean, would it be better if we just shut the whole thing down? The president's saying otherwise, that, you know, by Easter Sunday, he wants to be back up and running again. There's all these different sort of models that are in place. Too bad there wasn't just, you know, one structure we were following, but this is how we are. I guess that's just what we're going to have to do.
Well, that is one of the complicated things in living in such a big country, both geographically and number of people, is that the right thing to do may actually vary from place to place. And that's why in this kind of evolving situation, your local health department is the best source of information for how you should be handling things in your community. But yeah, there is some logic to the idea that not everybody needs to employ exactly the same measures all across this very large country of ours all at the same time. That for economic reasons and just kind of balancing out different things, it may be appropriate to apply different standards, kind of rolling them out in a fashion rather than saying, you know, nationally we're all going to do all of these things all at once. You know,
okay,
certainly
well,
the washing of the hands is good, but the different kinds of events and, you know, how many people are allowed on the roads and so forth like that, there is some logic to not shutting everything down all at once.
Okay, Andy, I appreciate that because I think that national leaders and state leaders have come under a lot of criticism. Whether you're talking about Virginia, I have some friends who are in Texas, some friends who are in Alabama. All the situation is different. And people up here are saying, boy, those people are so backward. How could they possibly be out on the roads? How could they still be operating a business? But, you know, don't they know anything about viruses? You know, if we would just shut the whole thing down, it would be better. And you're saying that people who are in regions are better able to assess what their needs are?
Right. So the state health department or the county health departments for those areas can assess what's going on in their community because, you know, there's different numbers of cases and different rates of transmission going on at this moment in different places.
Okay.
That's going to change tomorrow and next week, but they're evaluating what's happening in their community right now. And, you know, I can only assume that they're making the best decisions where they are because I can't, you know, second guess 50 different state health departments.
So maybe we shouldn't assume that people are either backward or they're not paying attention or whatever if they live in a different part of the country and their day-to-day is different than ours.
Different strokes.
Yeah, it's entirely possible that they are following whatever rules have been put in place for their community, and that just looks different.
Better about that.
That's good.
All
Dr. Andy Walsh
Thanks,
is with
Andy.
Us. Andy, talk about faith across the multiverse.
Sure. So the idea is to take the modern language of science that is unfamiliar to a lot of us because we don't have the experiences of the very tiny or the very astronomically large that scientists have, take that language that they've developed to describe those experiences and use it to talk about a biblical faith and biblical theology, not in trying to invent a new theology, but just talking about it in a different way so that it might resonate with people who otherwise were unfamiliar with the traditional biblical language or Christian language.
Interesting.
Hey, I'd love to talk about that at a future time,
Andy.
Me too,
Andy.
Thanks for being with us today.
You're absolutely welcome, and I'd be happy to chat again.
That is Andy Walsh, and that's a man who knows more about viruses than me and John and all the rest of us put together.
Got that right. He also is the author of Faith Across the Multiverse, Parables from Modern Science, Dr. Andy Walsh.
Don't you love that feeling when you've just nailed your look? When someone you barely even know comes up to you and says, "Oh, I love that outfit. Where did you get it?" That's how it feels to use Stitch Fix. They're a personal styling service. Tell them what you love, and they send great clothes for you to try on at home. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands you love and the looks that make you feel great. Stitch Fix is convenient. Get everything delivered right to you, so you can try on new styles in the comfort of your own home. Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to fit your budget. There's no subscription required, ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you started nailing your look? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for women, men, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Hi, it's me, Marcia, at the Spring House. Did you know Easter's springing up on us? And quickly, too. Do you know what that means at the Spring House? Well, first of all, it means you can enjoy the freshest, tastiest fried or baked cod every Friday night on the farm. It also means it's time to call and order your Spring House Easter goodies. Our hickory smoked hams are extra special. We use only real hickory wood from the farm to slowly smoke these old-fashioned treats to perfection. Order a whole or half, and we'll send along cooking instructions, too. Mmm, how about Spring House scalloped potatoes and homemade applesauce to go with that ham? Finish off your meal with a from-scratch Spring House coconut cream pie or custard pie or a chocolate log cake. Oh, and you can even decorate your table with our adorable bunny breads and eat them, too. Easter also means our annual Spring House Easter egg hunt and Palm Sunday feast. Check us out at springhousemarket.com for all the details. Celebrate this most joyous holiday at the Spring House in 84, Pennsylvania.
It's getting harder and harder to make sense out of today's headlines. To stay on top of breaking world and national news with a Christian worldview and a faith-based perspective on what it means, turn to ChristianHeadlines.com. Log on to ChristianHeadlines.com for the very latest news, and then sign up for our free daily newsletter to stay one step ahead of what's happening. Get out of the mainstream media rut with top news and positive headlines every day with ChristianHeadlines.com.
The message, Liberty Mutual Insurance customizes your coverage so you only pay for what you need, is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you can customize your coverage so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty.
This is Kathy Emmons. John and I are grateful for the encouragement we have from all of our advertisers, and especially our friends at Grove City College. Thanks to everyone at Grove City for supporting The Ride Home.
101.5 WORD-FM Pittsburgh. On your smart speaker by saying, play the word, Pittsburgh. And on your phone via the Word FM mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, and at radio.com.
Tonight, considerable clouds with periods of rain late and a low 42. Tomorrow, a little rain in the morning, otherwise cloudy with a high 54. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low 38. Partly sunny on Thursday with a high 66. And Friday, cloudy with a touch of rain and a high 60. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm Gregory Patrick.
Pastor Tom Walters, who is the pastor of Word of Life Church in Hemphill, was roundly criticized as they held a church service at Word of Life on Sunday where more than 200 people attended. And yesterday, we talked about this. There's an article in today's Pittsburgh Tribune Review. Patrick Varney is the author of the article. And in the article, Pastor Walters says that he says this, quote, "Please believe me when I say it was not our arrogance or defiance, but solely the purpose of praying for our churches, communities, and nation." He wrote this in a post to the Word of Life Facebook page. In speaking with congregants, he said, you know, the world doesn't care about the flu deaths and all the abortions. All they're saying is shut your doors to the church, lock your doors in fear, shut your mouths about faith. This is what he said. Now, the good thing is, you know, that he's recognized this and has apologized and said.
So he apologized?
He did apologize. Yeah. Please believe me when I say it was not out of arrogance or defiance, but solely for the purpose of praying for our churches, our communities, and our nation. So it's on the Word of Life Facebook page. And that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
He said, we want to be a blessing to our community. I've certainly tried to be in years gone by. My heart was so heavy to experience the amount of hateful comments we received. But I guess I understand.
Okay, that's good.
So
that's good.
Yeah, blessings to you, Word of Life Church, and Pastor Tom. And yeah. They will continue to stream. They are going to stream services starting this Sunday.
Good.
So
I just think.
I guess you learn from your mistakes here.
I think it bears repeating, though, that when people invoke the language of the government is trying to shut down the church, or the government doesn't care about the church, or we're under this type of restriction because we're Christians. Those are not accurate things to say about this time in America. Those are accurate things to say about other countries on earth right now. It might be appropriate to say about America at another time, but that is not why we are told to stay at home right now.
Not at
it's
all.
Not because we're being persecuted for being believers. It's because the government's trying to keep us safe. So instead of turning this into some kind of persecution complex, what we should be doing is praising God that we have a government that wants us to live. Right. There are a lot of countries on earth where the government doesn't give a care if their people live or die. So let's be glad. Thank you, God, for the United States of America. And as much as our politicians are going to argue and come up with different viewpoints and different perspectives on this, they have a foundation that I pray that they recognize that is the same, which is that we want our country to succeed and we want all Americans to be well.
To be safe.
Yes.
Right?
So, yes.
So
let's
blip.
Reserve our persecution talk for when it really matters.
I agree 100%. You know, this is temporary. You hear the president talking about, oh, perhaps we'll be back together on Easter Sunday. That may or may not be true. It
I
seems
kind of
early.
That's helpful. To say,
you know,
I don't think it is. None of us know what the next few weeks are going to be like.
Right.
None of us know. So I don't think having this date in our mind that we want
to. That's not good.
The virus doesn't know it's Easter.
Right. Right. You want to be safe first and foremost. And, you know, quite honestly, how many thousands and thousands of churches streamed services on Sunday morning, this
right.
past Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
It was weird, right? I mean, first time out, you kind of go, all right, I miss my family, my church family,
mm-hmm.
but at least we're together as a community in some way. The technology provides us to be together, all sharing the word of God, all being in praise as
right.
believers in Jesus Christ. If the government didn't want you to do that, well, come on.
Yeah, they could easily shut that down.
Exactly. So the government is really wanting to help us
oh my gosh.
Engage with us.
This is the perfect time to pray for our leaders,
yeah,
to give thanks for them and to see what we can do. Hey, we're going to talk about this later in today's program, but there's a community. I want to say it's in Connellsville, but don't quote me on that, where a woman made cookies for the local police force.
Right, right.
And she made them in the shape of rolls of toilet paper. The cookies were in the shape of rolls of toilet paper.
Yeah.
That's good.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And the cops were so excited they put it on their Twitter.
Of course they
did.
They
were like, look what we got. This is awesome.
That's good. Okay, we'll take a break and come back. We're going to talk about community with Rosaria Butterfield.
How do you do community right now?
Well,
I mean, I'm in community with you.
Remotely.
That's
or
about it.
By opening up your front door and singing, inviting people in. Practice hospitality.
101.5 WORD gives you the chance to show an act of kindness that could pay off for you, too.
Just a little more kindness.
Enter the Kindness Challenge for the chance to win $5,000 for you and $5,000 for a worthy organization.
Just a lot more kindness, I think.
Enter once each day through the end of April. Get bonus entries for completing individual acts of kindness, plus lots of other ways to increase your chances of winning. Be kind to others and to yourself.
Be a little more kind to each other.
Enter the Kindness Challenge now at wordfm.com/kindness.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey, it's John Hall. So a while back, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, John, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? I was skeptical. I mean, it's a pillow. But what did I have to lose, right? I'll tell you what I lost. Interrupted sleep. No more folding the pillow in half. No more flat, lifeless pillows. It changed my life. So I'm letting you know, you need my pillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own my pillow. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up at 3 a.m. to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more reshaping your pillow in the middle of the night. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. Don't like it? Return it. My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? You can toss a My Pillow into your washer and dryer. It's like new again. For a limited time, you get two premium My Pillows and free shipping for one low price. Just call 1-800-391-0954. Mention the promo code WORD or type it in when you visit MyPillow.com. Use the promo code WORD.
You see them all around town. Cintas trucks and their service reps taking care of customers. When companies use Cintas, you know they're confident and ready. Cintas helps with their fire protection and first aid and safety programs, handles their apparel solutions, and helps keep their facility and restrooms clean and stocked. So you know those companies care about their employees, facilities, and image. When all those things work together, they're ready for business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Okay, so everyone's seen the images of people in Italy singing on their doorsteps or on their balconies.
Yes, God bless those people.
Fabulous, right? We've seen how many countless images of people trying to come together, being in community, being hospitable together. But how do you do that here in the United States, especially as a believer in Jesus Christ? Well, Rosaria Butterfield is back with us. Rosaria is a teacher. She is an excellent author as well, former tenured professor of English at Syracuse University. Her newest work is called The Gospel Comes with a House Key, but she wrote a piece at the Gospel Coalition that we were interested in called Practice Hospitality, Especially During a Pandemic. Rosaria, welcome back. How are you today?
Hello. Thank you so much for inviting me back. Yeah. I'm well in the Lord. Thank you. And you?
Yeah, we're okay. We're hanging in there. We're some of those people that still go to work every day, Rosaria. And so we've realized that it's a great thing, but we're living different lives. It's like, you know, the country, the people who are shut down and staying inside are living one reality, and those of us who have to go out are living a different reality. But I'm guessing that you are going to tell me that practicing hospitality can be done by both groups.
Yes, I believe it can be. But I also want to say first, you know, just first off, that these are unprecedented times.
Yes.
And so nobody should be behaving as though this is business as usual.
Right.
And I think that's really important that Christians especially need to acknowledge. When was the last time you saw, you know, six of the seven continents in some kind of existential angst that only the Christian worldview could explain?
Right. Never.
Right? I mean, so yes, I mean, there are things to be done. There's certainly, you know, hands to be washed quite excessively. you know, we're all learning about that. But you know, in addition, this is an amazing opportunity to be praying for a revival and to be and to be really, truly selfless in the way that you witness to your neighbors. Mm. And that could take a whole host of things, but you've lived side by side with these people. They need to know who Jesus is. Mm-hmm. They truly do. They need to know that not only does the Lord Jesus Christ mediate between the Father for our sins, but he mediates in such a way that he understands the panic, the confusion, the terror, the what ifs. And I think that really will help reorient the way we talk to our neighbors, because we don't know what's going to look like on the other side. And many of the things that we've taken for granted, many of the idols that we have maybe foolishly embraced, they're not going to be there anymore, but Christ will. And so that's what we need to communicate. And we need to be creative in how we do that, because we've got, we have a serious pandemic, so no one's, you know, being negligent, I hope, about what social distancing would mean.
So for Rosaria, for you then, what does that creativity look like? Are you walking the neighborhood? Are you engaging your neighbors, you know, from a safe social distance? Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, sure, all of those things. I'm sure, you know, you've all experienced this too. Every day has been a new day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a couple of weeks ago when social distancing was first being introduced, that was also the same time that colleges and universities were letting students out in droves and public schools were suddenly shut down. And that meant that there were a lot of kids in my neighborhood and a lot of people who just needed care. And you know what? It was almost impossible to care for them at a 6 foot distance. But, you know, so we had to assess that situation in our neighborhood. Some of us with households with immune compromised people were not able to help. Others were. You know, children should not be left on the streets because you don't know, you know, how to handle this situation. So everybody had to make, you know, different decisions. So that was a couple of weeks ago. And now that we're almost on a, you know, a shut-in situation, what we have been able to do, because we were walking the neighborhoods and things like that, is healthy households without immune compromised people have targeted at least two or three households who need care. And so what we've been doing is making sure that that those people are not having to get to the store or the pharmacy for their medicine. And we're making plans and provisions, and we're shopping for them. And the other thing we're doing is we're keeping in touch via the internet. You know, my prayer is that the internet is going to become the street preaching of our generation. And we are, texting and FaceTiming and inviting people to join us for family devotions through, you know, FaceTime and Zoom and just using all of the technology that we can. One of the really exciting things about this particular moment is it refocuses what it means to be an image bearer of a holy God, because we all feel so fragile. Yeah. So, you know, you haven't seen a headline about LGBTQ rights. You haven't seen a headline about, you know, abortion as a necessity or, you know, sex change operations as a you know, an American, you know, necessity. And the reason is because in a crisis, people can't afford that kind of foolishness. And that's really good news. And so that's the other thing. You know, as our Christians are in panic around us, Christians ought not panic. Who knows, but the Lord has sent COVID-19 as an answer to many of our prayers about refocusing what is important and reestablishing for all of God's people what it means to be an image bearer of a holy God. So the important thing in this moment is to not let people be stuck home alone without any social contact, because the depression and the anxiety will just, it will overwhelm people. So much checking in and grocery delivery and prayer.
Those are all excellent things. I mean, certainly we need to do that. If we say we are believers in Christ, then who are we as those image bearers, as you say, Rosario? Talk about your own household. To be hospitable to our neighbors, of course, necessary. But what about those we are in super close quarters with?
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, I think I don't know what it's like in Pittsburgh, but in North Carolina, everyone is requested and will probably soon be required to be simply home with your immediate family.
That's what we're doing.
So that's okay. So I've got, you know, my husband Kent and two of our four children, and it is certainly, you know, I do homeschool, so that, you know, but again, this is not business as usual. We have set prayer times where we invite our neighbors and others to join us through social, you know, through, you know, Zoom and other things and FaceTime. And we, you know, it takes a lot longer to get provisions. You probably have noticed, you know, if your neighbors need something from Costco and you do too, you know, you need to get there at 8:45. The doors open at 10. They let 10 in at a time. They ration things, you know, everything takes a lot longer. Everything is more deliberate. At this point, you know, we praise God for that. We are physically healthy here. We do have a protocol in this house, what we would do if one person got sick or two. We've thought that through. We've talked with our neighbors about these things. You know, Christians are not, you know, we're not pie in the sky. These things are real. But we know that COVID-19 will not overcome the world. Christ will. And we want to communicate that. And so, therefore, we've tried to model, and we've seen a lot of sharing in our neighborhood.
Good.
If one person goes out to a meat market, you know, a text message will come across, and you know, sure enough, we'll find, you know, especially someone who can't go out who needed something. So
that's a wonderful idea.
You think about sharing. You think about the things that you have specifically in terms of who needs them more than you do.
Right. Rosaria, our time's almost up, but I have to bring up something that really made me laugh in your article here. You brought up Daniel you know what I'm going to say. You brought up Daniel Defoe, the author of Robinson Crusoe, which is one of my favorite books.
Right.
I love
Right.
That's a, you know what? We haven't talked about that, but that would be a delightful book to read during quarantine.
Oh, it sure would be.
It's such a terrific adventure,
wonderful.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Okay, that was not why I brought it up, but now I've decided that I'm going to have to do that. But you wrote that he penned a small book before Robinson Crusoe titled A Journal of the Plague Year, which was his historical fiction journal of life under the bubonic plague of 1665. He was 5 years old when the plague hit. So talk about why you thought of Daniel Defoe and what he said.
Well, what I thought was so funny, I mean, first of all, I thought about Daniel Defoe because Christians have been ministering under plague years for 2,000 years.
Right.
It's just that it's not in our immediate, you know, it's not been in our immediate conversation. So we've, you know, we have to go back and find that canon. So, you know, I read Luther and I've read Calvin and I remember, you know, my husband actually reminded me about Daniel Defoe's little book, and he found it in his stack of books in the office. And so I, you know, just started reading it because that's what you do. And I just laughed out loud because the literal first sentence of the book is Daniel Defoe thanking God that there were no newspapers around during the time of the plague. He wrote, "We had no such thing as printed newspapers in those days to spread rumors and reports of things and to, quote unquote, improve them by the invention of men." And I just put the book down said, "Now, I know."
That is so funny. That is so funny. If only Daniel Defoe were alive now, he'd be losing his mind.
His head would explode. Yes.
Well, he knew to thank God for that, though. He lived long enough after that.
Yeah.
What happens to Christians when we live our lives as functional atheists with one foot in the Word of God, but always measuring it against what CNN had on today.
Right.
And that is our, that's going to be a real deal breaker, I think, for people right now. We need to feed on Scripture, not on news feed.
Amen. Amen.
Rosaria, friend, thank you so much
for this
wisdom, for the common sense, for your kindness to all those neighbors that are with you. We just love this pattern that you presented to us today. So thank you for that.
Thank you. So good to hear your voices. Take good care.
And you as well.
That's Rosaria Butterfield, former tenured professor of English at Syracuse University and author of several books, one being The Secret Thoughts of an Unlikely Convert and her new book, The Gospel Comes with a House Key.
We'll take a break and come back. You know, with these sweeping changes, a lot of kids who had plans, proms, trips, plays, all that's gone. How do you talk to your kid about deep disappointment?
In the Bible, Jesus says when we care for the least of these, it's like we're caring for him. But who are the least of these? They're moms, like Myrna Yolinda from Guatemala, where more than half the people live in extreme poverty.
What have the children eaten today?
Solo tomatis con tortilla.
Only tomatoes with tortilla. Right now, they are hungry. They want food, and we don't have money enough to get to that whole week.
When you partner with Food for the Poor, you bring food, water, hope, and love. You answer the desperate prayers of moms and children. Just $27 a month for the next 12 months feeds a family of four food for a year and water for life through Food for the Poor. Would you make a life-saving gift right now? From your cell phone, dial #250 and say food. Dial #250 and say food. Dial #250 and say food. Or give online at wordfm.com.
Are the impacts of the pandemic causing you worry? The
long-term effects of COVID-19 are unknown, but the short-term effects for the stock market have already included record single-day and single-week losses. How is this health scare affecting your retirement savings? Call Kirk and Odick at Accurate Solutions Group. Kurt and his team have managed market fluctuations before. Schedule a phone or video consultation to create a plan designed to help reduce the risk of your retirement savings. From the latest health scares and other market events that could impact your savings, you likely have questions. Don't wait. Call or text for a complimentary phone or video consultation, 412-515-0005. You don't know how the market is going to continue to react. You only know that you don't want your retirement savings to feel more effects from the pandemic or other volatile events. Get your retirement plan checkup today. Call Kurt Kanodic at Accurate Solutions Group, 412-515-0005. Don't wait. Call or text 412-515-0005. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This Lenten season, Bistro To Go is breaking with tradition to keep tradition alive. For the first time ever, Bistro To Go on the North Side has fried something. Crispy, flaky, tasty white fish fried a perfect golden brown just for you and your family. Get 4 for $44. That's 4 portions of fish fried or baked, plus mac and cheese and coleslaw for just $44. Order an hour ahead and Bistro To Go will have it hot and ready for curbside pickup straight to your trunk. Feed a family of 4 for $44 with BistroandCompany.com.
We've reached a generational touchstone in many ways. When you think about what happened during the Great Depression or World War II, even 9/11, the country came together and they faced difficult disappointments, calamity, economic uncertainty, certainly health ills, with a resiliency. But it took a long road to get there. It wasn't as though someone flipped a switch whenever the stock market crashed in 1929 and someone said, hey, we've got this. You know, I think we all know this, that you gain something by suffering. But if you've got children, especially young children in your household, and this wave of school closures that brings with it, you know, the loss of the prom, formal dances, or school field trips, or school plays, all these things that, you know, kids have invested emotional and physical and spiritual energy into, all that's gone, and the promise of that maybe never happening or being pushed down the road is a difficult pill to swallow for kids.
I have a daughter who's a senior in high school, and it is really painful. It is. I mean, it seems like every week there's been another major thing that has either been canceled or postponed. And postponed is what you want at this point, because the cancellations that go on and on are really sad. And I saw this article in the Wall Street Journal by Alina Dzizek, maybe? Dzizek might be the correct pronunciation.
Ms. Dzizek.
Anyway, it is so good. Can I share a couple things that she wrote in this piece, John, that I thought were really helpful to me as I thought about my daughter? I also have a college age daughter. She's not a senior, but she's dealing with a lot of disappointment as well because she's an NCAA athlete. And everything has changed for college athletes.
Sure.
I mean, as you can imagine, same for high school athletes. But in college, there's more of a focus. It's more a part of who you are. It's more a part of your academic experience. And so anyway, there's a lot of mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, that's going on. But from this article, I gained a couple things that I think will help my family, and hopefully it'll help you as well. The first thing that she says is allow them to mourn.
Sure.
So if somebody's sad about the fact that their baseball season isn't going to be carried off, it's not going to help for you to say, well, you know what, there are people starving in Africa.
No, right.
Okay, so you have to allow them to be sad because it's sad.
Yeah.
So saying you shouldn't be sad isn't helpful, right? So allow them to mourn. The second thing is allow your kids to know what you're disappointed about.
How do you mean?
Don't act like you're great with this. So you could say, you know what I'm really disappointed about? I was really looking forward to the tickets I had for the show on Saturday night. Right. I cannot believe that we're not going to be able to do that. And what do I do with the $300 I spent?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You can say that to your kids because it helps them to know that they're not the only ones who are missing out on things and they're not the only ones who are disappointed.
That's really good.
There was a quote in here by a physician, Dr. Luther, and right now I can't find Dr. Luther's first name.
Vandross.
Saniya Luther, co-founder of Authentic Connections, a Cambridge, Massachusetts-based organization that works with schools to foster resilience in children. This is an important quote, I think. She said this, "Children who feel cared for and safe during challenging times find it easier to bounce back."
Oh, yeah, sure. That, right? If the kids know that someone's got their back, specifically mom and dad, yeah. Right?
So yeah, even if your kids are down, even if they're depressed, just try to take the long view and say, if you can care for them and help them to feel safe in this time, they will bounce back more quickly. Mm-hmm. Here's another thing. Stay calm and remember that you are a model. Okay, this is what it is. I know these are challenging times, but sometimes you just have to act like an adult.
Yeah.
Fake it till you make it. And if you're freaking out, it's okay to let your kids in on a little bit of that, but your kid is not your therapist.
Yeah.
Okay? And your kid is not your peer.
Right.
You need to be the parent. Share past stories of resilience. Difficult times that you've been through.
Yeah.
Maybe difficult times you've been through together as a family. You can say, hey, remember that time? Remember how hard that was? And the last thing, don't paint too rosy of a picture of the future. Because none of us know what we can expect.
Sure.
So saying all this is going to be over by Easter, I don't think it's going to help anybody.
Right. That's good. And yeah. And that there are better days ahead, right?
There are better days
ahead.
Life has an ebb and flow. We can definitely say that. But saying, oh, I'm sure that they're going to do your last baseball game. None of us know if they're going to do your last baseball game.
There are things to look forward to. Unfortunately, right now, we're in a downtime. That's good advice, Kathy. Mm-hmm. Hey, stick around. We got a great 5 o'clock hour with you. It's The Ride Home with John and Kathy, streaming on Facebook.
Listen on your smart speaker, the Word FM app at wordfm.com, iHeart, TuneIn, and on radio.com. In the car or at home, too, at 101.5 WORD-FM, Pittsburgh.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is weighing how to refine nationwide social distancing guidelines to put some workers back on the job amid the coronavirus outbreak. At a virtual town hall hosted by Fox News, the president says he's hoping the country will be reopened by Easter. The Dow surged to its best day since 1933 today, as Congress and the White House neared a deal to inject nearly $2 trillion of aid into an economy ravaged by the COVID-19. Both Democrats and Republicans say they're close on agreeing to a massive economic rescue package, which will include payments to U.S. households and aid for small businesses. The Commerce Department reporting new home sales fell 4.4% in February, with bigger declines expected in coming months. The Dow gained 2,113 points today. The NASDAQ was up 557. This is SRN News.
It's time to stand with Israel. Sebastian Gorka here, inviting you to register for a life-changing trip to Israel, December 2nd to 11th. Join me, my friend Mike Lindell, and hundreds of patriots on the Stand with Israel tour, a journey to the Holy Land to get first-hand insights into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. Register today at sebgorka.com. On the Stand with Israel tour, history, culture, and faith will converge right before your eyes in a truly remarkable country. I'll take you behind the scenes to explore over 40 iconic sites during an all-inclusive 10-day tour this December. We'll pray at the ancient Western Wall, sail the picturesque Sea of Galilee, float on the Dead Sea, explore modern Tel Aviv, and much more. Best of all, we'll be together with like-minded supporters of the Nation of Israel. Reserve your spot today and travel with me on the Stand with Israel tour. Visit sebgorka.com and click on the Israel banner. That's sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com.
Thinking about life insurance? Did you know in just a few minutes you can find the best price from up to 10 price competitive companies for free? You can with SelectQuote. For example, George is 39. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $22 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-494-2323. That's 800-494-2323. 800-494-2323. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you're a licensed counselor in Pennsylvania, Grace Wellness Center doesn't want to hire you. They want to partner with you. At Grace Wellness Center, you'll find the personal support and professional development you need to build your ideal clientele. Grace Wellness Center invests in you so you can invest in your clients. Get the support, training, and personal coaching you need to pursue your passion and build the kingdom with offices throughout Greater Pittsburgh. Join the team at thegracewellnesscenter.com.
Spending more time inside? J&D Waterproofing can help you breathe a little easier. Protect your family, friends, and pets from mold, dampness, and other unhealthy elements. For over 80 years, J&D has been making Pittsburgh basements very dry and improving indoor air quality with solutions like the Easy Breathe System. Eliminate unhealthy mold and allergy-causing moisture without filters or reservoirs while using less energy than a 40-watt light bulb. Call 1-800-VERY-DRY or visit jdwaterproofing.com.
Tonight, considerable clouds with periods of rain late and a low 42. Tomorrow, a little rain in the morning, otherwise cloudy with a high 54. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low 38. Partly sunny on Thursday with a high 66. And Friday, cloudy with a touch of rain and a high 60.
Oh, where's your sign?
With your AccuWeather forecast, yes. I'm Gregory Patrick.
Welcome to another edition of The Ride Home with John and Kathy, live from the Salem-Pittsburgh studios. And now here are your hosts, John Hall and Kathy Emmons.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome. Thanks for coming along today, the Tuesday edition. Let's get some exercise, people. Let's get out there.
I am the worst person that could ever be telling anyone that right now.
Really?
I get up in the morning, and I just do all the stuff we have to do for the show.
Yeah.
And then we come here, and we're crazy people. And then I go home and collapse. I am a horrible example for anyone. The fact that I held up a sign that says get exercise, I should be a lightning bolt that comes out of the sky.
Do as I say.
Exactly.
Not
it's horrible.
As I do.
It's horrible. Okay.
Yes, yes.
So there was an article on guns, groceries, and news, what sells in a pandemic,
right?
Today's Wall Street Journal. And boy, I sat up and
holy
took notice because
smokes.
It is fascinating. You know, if we can take a step back and kind of try to get away from the depression and the disappointment and the fear and all of that, just looking at societally how things are changing, I think is really interesting.
Without a doubt.
There are some people who are just making an incredible leap forward in how they're communicating with people, how they're looking at the marketplace. And I think that those people are going to point us forward to, even when this is over, a new way of thinking about things.
Yeah. Okay. So let's look at the way that people are spending or not spending their money.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Now, this will not – none of these are going to surprise you,
no,
perhaps except one.
Well, one.
That made me
particular.
Laugh out loud. Grocery stockpiling.
Yes.
Have you stockpiled groceries?
I have.
Okay. Mike, do you think they have enough fruit cocktail? Now, weeks ago, this was maybe 3 weeks ago, the question was, how have you prepared for the coronavirus?
Yeah.
I had done nothing. Mike had purchased ammunition, and
right.
John had fruit cocktail.
I bought 6 cans of fruit cocktail.
That was our
six
coronavirus
cans.
Prep.
Here's the problem. I'm down 3.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
So the fruit cocktail.
Oh, what is...
What in trouble.
What a scary time.
Yeah.
Gotta get some more now.
I'm not in sweet syrup. That's the good news.
Mike, have you stockpiled groceries?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Online.
What are we doing? What are we? Wait a second.
Would you want to talk about that more?
I do a little
okay.
bit.
I would like to tell you what
it's crazy.
Okay. Can I tell you
what are we doing?
I feel like what we're stockpiling is giving us a window into what's important to us.
No, wait. I'll disagree with that, because my wife and I went down to the basement and she was like, okay, if I drop over, I just want you to know what we've got. She made like a list.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's going through these things. You know, here's this. Here, and I'm going, in my mind, I'm going, I don't want to eat that. I don't like that food.
You're going to like that food if it becomes Cormac McCarthy's The Road.
Exactly. Right.
You're
going
to like it. What, you don't think it's giving us a win? Okay.
I don't think.
Oh, no. In my house, it's giving us a window into what's important to Kathleen, because I'm the one that's done the
really?
Shopping.
Okay.
Would you like to know?
Please. What do you got? You got tuna noodle casserole?
No, because I hate tuna noodle casserole.
I love that.
Love it.
I haven't had that for so long.
I hate it so much.
I want that.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been thinking about tuna noodle.
Canned tuna hot is, like, revolting.
No, it's good.
Oh, my
gosh.
It's horrible. Both of you
with peas?
Oh,
yeah, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Come on over.
No.
Let's have some tuna noodle together,
Mike.
This is
butter?
Okay.
This is what I have.
Absolutely.
On top of my refrigerator in the basement, which you found for me on online. I appreciate it.
Is that the Johnny?
Yeah. We call it Johnny, our refrigerator, because John found it for me on Craigslist. I have 11 bottles of ketchup.
What?
11?
Wait, you're going to be using those in 2040.
You don't know my family.
11 bottles of ketchup.
And you don't know what I need.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I feel good about it.
What do you?
I also have...
It's a bit excessive.
I also have a lot of salsa, jarred salsa.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Chunky salsa? Smooth salsa?
No, chunky.
Picante salsa?
Mild. Mm. Mild salsa, because I'm a baby. And I have, you're all going to laugh, because this is a perishable. And I can't defend this. I just have to be honest about it. I have 6 dozen limes.
Dozen limes?
Oh, it's wrong.
What are you making margaritas?
That's wrong. Every place I've been for the last 2 weeks, I'm like, oh, I need to get a dozen
more limes.
I need to get a dozen limes.
That's for scurvy, isn't
Seriously,
it?
Seriously, last night I looked at the refrigerator and I thought, I have a problem.
6 dozen limes?
You know how to freeze those? I found out how to freeze those.
Freeze limes?
Yeah, you could freeze them.
You're kidding me.
You can also freeze oranges as well.
What?
You actually have to peel them first. Peel them.
Yeah.
Take the peel off first.
Okay.
Can you imagine?
Put it in a plastic Ziploc container bag.
Yeah.
And put it in the freezer.
What?
Yeah, it works.
Okay, so tonight you're going to peel 6 dozen limes.
I am going to be fine.
What are you buying the limes for?
I love limes. I love limes in all sorts of different Mexican dishes.
I see. So
and I love them in my
just
Perrier.
In case.
And I'm very upset to think that I might have to live without them.
The limes would go away.
Okay, so online news. Web traffic related to online news has just completely skyrocketed.
Right.
Also, web traffic to certain retailers like Target, Walmart, Amazon is also sky high.
Okay.
Virtual meetings.
Oh, my gosh. Those people, the Zoom people and whatnot, everyone. Look, yesterday, every college, every high school, they were doing virtual meetings, right?
Right. And this is one of my contentions that after this pandemic is over, we will never go back. We'll still be doing virtual meetings.
You think?
That's what I think.
It leaves a lot to
be desired. I think people are going
to
like it so much.
It's
they're
not
gonna
good.
They're going to say, "Why? I don't want to go to Bible study at the church on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock.
No.
I'd rather do the virtual study.
I don't think so.
I think maybe
towards the end of this, we'll be so hungry for contact. We're going to
want to
sit with people that we don't even care about.
I'm sure that'll be the case, too. But
we need fellowship.
I think people are going to realize that they can fellowship virtually, and I bet that continues.
It's a poor, poor second.
Ammunition sales.
Through
Mike Duffy.
Roof, right?
That's right.
Mike.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You always got to be prepared.
What, because the zombies are coming?
No. He doesn't know.
Or your disgruntled neighbors.
He doesn't know who's coming.
Oh, come
all
on.
All he knows is if you show up on the front porch without a warning.
Holy smokes. I'll be very careful.
U.S.
Hey, Mike, it's John.
U.S. Yelp reported a 360% uptick in consumer interest in guns and ammunition.
Whoa, okay.
All How right. about that?
I also read a statistic that 90% are new gun owners.
90%?
90%. So
this is just people protecting their homes.
Yes. Get trained. If you just bought a gun, please get trained. Don't be stupid. Please get trained.
Thank you, Mike.
And lock your gun up. Put it in a safe, especially if you have children.
Thank you.
Especially if you have children.
Thank you, Mike. Very good word from Mike. And let me put a very bold black line between the conversation we're having about ammunition and what I'm about to say next.
Oh,
no, this is
because
bad.
Because the latest consumer trend, cannabis.
Weed.
Ah.
Through the roof, right?
Consumers are turning to cannabis, according to data from Weed Maps. Mm. The nation's largest legal cannabis marketing platform. On March 19th, Weed Maps' Travis Rexroad said the site's users placed a record number of orders on the platform, surpassing sales volume booked last year on April 20th, an unofficial day of cannabis celebration.
Really?
Yeah.
So what does that mean? You can buy it on the web?
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that you could buy it on the web?
No, I did not know.
You can buy it on the web.
I'm surprised by that.
Yep.
But did you have to be in a state where it's legal?
I mean, I don't know. How does that work?
No, you can't.
I guess you couldn't. That wouldn't make
any
sense.
They're not going to ship illegal drugs cross country.
Right. I'm not sure about that. Anyway, I heard people on the news today just talking about Pennsylvania, how they're making sure that the people are going to have access to cannabis. And I thought, well, I don't think that that's our top priority. No, I mean, listen, if you are using it for a medical reason, then I want you to use it for a medical reason. Mm-hmm. The reason I'm bringing it up is that I think a lot of it does not have to do with medical.
It's not medicinal.
Right. Medical therapeutics. Anyway,
Mike. Through the roof, though.
Yes. Mike, other than ammunition, have you stockpiled anything that you think is going to show us who you are?
A ton of meat. A ton of bacon.
Bacon?
Yes.
Meat and bacon.
Vegetables.
Really?
I got it was like $230. Like you can get like Wise Foods buckets.
Wise potato chips.
No, not potato chips. No.
Okay, that's what John wants.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah. With a side of fruit cocktail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some Mounds bars.
No, it's just they're just prepackaged meals. There's like beef stroganoff, lasagna, and they last for like 25 years.
Oh, right, sure, so you're going to add water eating. To yeah. it, and it's going to be
Ugh. Yeah, exactly.
Thumbs up.
You add water to it, you wait like 12 to 15 minutes, and then,
oh, then it's good to go. Stroganoff.
You're good to go.
All right, John, what about you? Anything that's revealing?
Yeah. When the grocery store sort of calmed down,
yeah.
I went in, and I bought 4 bags of Mounds bars.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's great.
You bought 4 bags of Mounds bars.
Yeah. Because Almond Joy has nuts. Mounds don't. And I want the dark chocolate.
Listen, I'm on your side.
Don't you get that?
I cannot believe you mocked me for 6 dozen limes.
6 dozen limes and 4 bags of Mounds bars. I mean,
I'm kind of jealous because we're like stocking up on like fruits and vegetables. John's stocking up on like desserts.
Right.
Well, I'll get cranky if I don't have a little sugar in the evening. I like to have a little, you know, sweet treat, right?
You know, when I was in Indonesia a month ago, before I left, Mike, John sat down with me because John's done so much international traveling, and he says, "Kath, you need to get yourself a little treat bag."
Oh, you do while you're traveling.
Yeah, he said because there are going to be some times you're going to feel very low, and you're going to be really annoyed mm-hmm. with how things are going, and so you need to be able to take something that's important to you. This is what he said, like a Mounds bar, and go off on a bench and just enjoy that. And you know,
by yourself.
That was so true.
Of course it is.
That was a very, very good piece of advice.
Yeah.
So at these times of pandemic, when you're not internationally traveling, that advice still stands.
A little candy goes a long way. Okay. I really do that.
I heard Twinkies can last like 20 years.
Yeah, Twinkies. Who's going to eat a Twinkie?
You know what else? Me. When I left Indonesia, I left all my Mounds bars because they had never had them.
Oh, boy. They're missing out.
It was like I was dispensing things of beauty
of course
to
you
my
were.
Friends there.
That's what they are. They are things of beauty.
They were
Truly
thrilled.
It is. Yeah.
They were thrilled. They're still talking about it.
Well, you know, all the grocery stores have Easter candy.
Yeah.
So get in there.
That's so wrong.
Get in there now. Okay. But don't buy the Mounds bars. Save those for Jenny.
Coming up next, let's turn to movies and books. The Marvel Universe. What happens if Flannery O'Connor was put up against Captain America? Who wins? Why should you watch one and read the other? That's next on The Ride Home.
WORD.
You're listening now, so we know you're a fan of the radio station.
I am a big fan.
And we want you to know that we appreciate you.
I am your number one fan!
That's why we've developed the Word FM Fan Club. It's free to join, and once you do, you can take part in exclusive surveys and contests.
Yeah, I love contests.
Special offers.
Great giveaways.
Discounts. Freebies.
I'd like to win one of these contests.
Become a member today. Go to wordfm.com/fanclub and sign up.
We're big fans.
They blow into town with the wind, rain, and hail. Out-of-town storm chasers going door-to-door, often posing as a local company offering a quick fix to desperate homeowners. If you've had damage to your roof, windows, siding, or gutters and downspouts, you may be eligible to get them replaced or repaired free of charge. Just be careful who you call. Visit WindowsRUsPittsburgh.com for a free inspection from one of their highly trained appraisers. With over 50 years in home remodeling, Windows R Us is the area's premier exterior replacement company for roofs, siding, gutters and downspouts, doors, and of course, windows. If damage isn't your issue and you just want something new, you'll love their no-pressure approach, no hidden fees, and one of the fastest turnaround times in the industry. A company who will never skip town when it comes to honoring their warranty. Visit the area's premier exterior replacement company at WindowsRUsPittsburgh.com. Mention Word FM for an additional 10% off at WindowsRUsPittsburgh.com. That's WindowsRUsPittsburgh.com.
At the Original Mattress Factory, we believe that selecting your new mattress is a decision that's too important to rush. You should only purchase a mattress when you're ready and you're assured you got the best value. That's why we offer our lowest and best price to everyone every day. You don't have to wait for a holiday weekend, haggle with a sales associate, or face the pressure of a today-only sale. You can take your time and make a choice that is right for you, knowing that you'll always get our best price. Visit OriginalMattress.com to learn more.
At the Original Mattress Factory, we don't just have a low-pressure sales approach. We have a no-pressure sales approach. At OMF, you'll never feel pressure to buy when you're not ready. You can feel free to shop around, test out our mattresses as many times as you need to, and quiz our team on anything about the mattress industry. We're here to help make your mattress buying experience better, not pressure you into a purchase you're not ready to make. Stop by an OMF store today to experience the no-pressure Original Mattress Factory difference for yourself.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing, and Salem Surround can help. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and learn how to get your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundPittsburgh.com. SurroundPittsburgh.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Kath and I, new Mike, have had this conversation multiple times over the years about this glut of the Marvel Comics franchise at the local
just
theater.
Just by using the word glut, he's already, Mike, told everybody what he thinks.
Which, really, I love movies, but I despise the Marvel Comic franchise. I just do.
I don't know why you don't want to be happy.
It's the absolute worst. Really, it is. And I think it's sort of, you know, I'm with Martin Scorsese, who really famously made comments about
that. Don't pull up the whole Martin Scorsese quote about it.
Our next guest, Jessica Houghton-Wilson, she's going to talk about this. Jessica is the Associate Professor of Literature and Creative Writing at John Brown University. She also serves as the Associate Director for the Honor Scholar Program, also Director of Giving Voice, a Festival of Writing and the Arts. She's the author of three books, most recently reading Walker Percy's novels. Jessica, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. I enjoyed talking to you guys.
Jessica, now when I first saw the title of your piece, which is Flannery O'Connor versus the Marvel Universe, I thought, excellent. Now Jessica's going to come on the show. She's going to take John's side. And John has always hated Marvel. I have loved Marvel. And now Jessica and I are going to be on opposite sides.
No, no.
I was so happy to read in here that you love these movies too. Now,
I do.
Okay, so talk about why. See, John, she's taking my side at the beginning. She'll take yours at the end. That's okay. But talk about why you love them. For people who've never seen Captain America or Thor or the Hulk.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman is DC.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I know. Nobody likes to talk about DC Universe except for Wonder Woman. It's the only great film out of the Justice League series. No, I love superheroes. I think I've always been drawn to things that show us, you know, the capabilities of the human and what we can reach for and give us this desire for taking down evil. I mean, who doesn't want to be uplifted by a film that's actually going to take down evil, right?
But the problem is, Jessica,
I think that's what we get into.
But Jessica, yeah. The problem is they're so formulaic. When you sit down in your chair, you know within the course of 2 hours what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think that's what I started getting frustrated with. So there's still several of the films that I really love. What I got kind of concerned about is how many of them were coming out all at the same time, right, over and over and over again.
What?
And that's when I started getting nervous and started asking questions like, wait a second, isn't there something else? I mean, isn't there something more than just over and over again beating up the bad guys?
Yeah.
And why is this the same plot over and over again?
Exactly.
Those are the big questions.
Right. What about, and I get that. I mean, I'm not saying that they're like Academy Award-winning films here, people.
Right,
I'm saying that they're a ton of fun. Okay, but what is it? And I've talked to my kids about this over and over again because especially my older daughter really, really loves the Marvel Universe. What is it about those stories? What is the love of those stories telling us about people? I guess that's my biggest question. How would you answer that?
There's two sides to that. In one sense, the great thing that it's telling us about people is that we have the ability to be more than we are. I think we are, O'Connor would say, we're good gender construction. I think we are supposed to be rising higher and becoming better. And these films allow us to do that, and they give us a model or a goal towards doing that. The second part, though, that is more concerning is that the ways of doing it don't have anything to do with something higher transcendent-wise. It's more about really settling for some human virtues of magic. I know that sounds weird, but magic, science, changing the external circumstances, and then really looking at love, looking at courage, looking at faith. Instead, it's much more about the superpowers and how can you change the world so that the world is better, and then your qualities match it.
Jessica, I'm so sorry to tell you this, but we're having a terrible time with your phone. And as much as we love your content, we can't really hear your voice.
Can we want to go away and come
back
and reestablish?
See what we can.
Would that be okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So, how about this? We'll take a break.
Okay.
And then Mike and Jessica will connect again, maybe get a better connection this time. But we want to have this conversation.
Yeah, because we want to hear her take my side.
Flannery O'Connor versus the Marvel Universe. Stay with us. That continues.
As we all know, the stock market has been on a sharp decline, and American retirees have lost a significant portion of their retirement. Many Americans are moving to physical gold and silver as a recession-proof safe haven for their retirement. American Hartford Gold Group is a trusted leader in gold and silver, and they make it simple and easy for you to hold physical gold and silver in your retirement account. If you are listening right now, the American Hartford Gold Group is giving $500 in free silver to all qualified customers. Call them at 866-663-9160. That's 866-663-9160. Begin protecting your savings in retirement. Call to see if you qualify for $500 in free silver at 866-663-9160. That's the American Hartford Gold Group at 866-663-9160. Call 866-663-9160 today.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-970-8855. 800-970-8855. 800-970-8855.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
Limu. When we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ. What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Spending more time inside? J&D Waterproofing can help you breathe a little easier. Protect your family, friends, and pets from mold, dampness, and other unhealthy elements. For over 80 years, J&D has been making Pittsburgh basements very dry and improving indoor air quality with solutions like the Easy Breathe System. Eliminate unhealthy mold and allergy-causing moisture without filters or reservoirs while using less energy than a 40-watt light bulb. Call 1-800-VERY-DRY. Or visit jdwaterproofing.com.
Ask Alexa to play the word Pittsburgh to hear us there. We're on your Google speaker too. Plus iHeart, tune in and on radio.com. 101.5 WORDFM, Pittsburgh.
Tonight, considerable clouds with periods of rain late and a low 42. Tomorrow, a little rain in the morning, otherwise cloudy with a high 54. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low 38. Partly sunny on Thursday with a high 66. And Friday, cloudy with a touch of rain and a high 60. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm Gregory Patrick.
We're talking about Flannery O'Connor in the Marvel Universe with Jessica Houghton Wilson.
Might be the first time those two things have ever been discussed.
I think so. Before. Jessica, I know we're under a, sort of a an odd time restraint because of small children and a lot of things that are going on in your house. So we'll keep this a little tight, but
yeah,
we apologize for
we
that.
We will. And I'm sorry that we had such a technical problem with your phone. But you write in your article that you think that we should read three Flannery O'Connor stories for every superhero film we watch.
That's great advice.
Talk to us about this ratio that you're advocating.
Well, I think it's more about not letting our taste be decided by the culture. And I think that's where I started getting concerned about Marvel Universe. Is I don't want them telling me what to love and what to hate. I want my decisions to come from another source, from maybe a higher source than that.
Good.
And so if we are not letting a media cater to us and we just become consumers, I think reading O'Connor stories helps us maintain our move towards sanctity and holiness and to have higher objectives. And then we can still enjoy the Marvel movies and have good dialogues about them, but we have something else that's training our taste.
That's good. But Jessica, you know what? I remember the first time I was about 14 years old. And I would spend a lot of Friday nights in the library. And I read A Good Man Is Hard to Find.
And you thought it was going to be a happy story?
I did. I mean, I was sitting at the library. I remember like it was yesterday. I'm sitting at the table thinking, oh, that funny mom. Isn't she? And then what happened in the story, I mean, it just shocked me. Flannery O'Connor is not an easy read, especially for a kid who's interested in Marvel Comics. I mean, it, as far as the East is from the West.
Well, I think that's the point. So in the Marvel Universe, it's really easy. We know who the bad guys are and who the good guys are.
Yeah.
But in the real world, we don't know who the good guys and bad guys are.
So
and in fact, most of the time, we are part bad guy and part good guy in our own life.
Yep.
And O'Connor makes us see that and think about that. And so it actually teaches us to better understand what goodness and what evil is
that's
in the world. So it's more applicable to reality than things like Marvel.
Right.
That's excellent.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And for people who are listening who've never read Flannery O'Connor,
please.
you absolutely have to. She is a genius writer, and I never say that word.
And now's the time.
Yeah, but now is the time to say genius writer because she is that important of a writer. But you have to know they are violent stories. They are not like feel-good type. But when you get to the end of it, and especially the longer that you've had the story in your head, you'll start to see things about it. You'll start to see things about yourself. You'll start to see things about the world. I mean, it's a little bit magical how her stories work on you over time.
It surely is. Hey, Jessica, talk about the idea. You know, you brought this up in Flannery O'Connor versus the Marvel Universe about Hollywood's approach to Flannery O'Connor because essentially, I mean, they saw her genius, but they gutted it at the same time.
Well, because what scandalizes people about her violence, it's not that people don't know the world is violent, right? We love that, you know, headlines that are violent, we stop and watch car wrecks. But what scandalizes people is that she saw violence could be redeemed by a God who is in control of the universe who could actually use it instrumentally to make it good. Not that God was doing any violence, but that there could be a possibility of grace, and that's what scandalized people. It was so biblical. And so Hollywood thought you either have horror stories that are violent, or you have goodness and it ends in love. And they didn't know how to put the two together. And so, of course, they just turned one of her stories into this backwards love story starring Gene Kelly, when in reality, the guy is villainous and leaves this poor girl abandoned at a cafe. And, you know, it's a mix of both the opportunity for grace and the horror of people's actions.
Yeah, that's excellent.
All right, well, I like your ratio. So for every Marvel movie that I love, I should read three Flannery O'Connor
That's
stories,
really
and I will accept your challenge, and I think it'll be healthy for me.
Yeah. Hey, Jessica, before you leave us, you're the only person I think we've talked to who has small kids at home.
Yeah.
Talk about, you know, how you're
how
handling
you?
This.
Oh, I'm doing great. You know, if it wasn't that we couldn't go on play dates and go to museums and go to parks, this would be heaven because I love spending time with my children. I think the hardest part of being at home is not having enough to be able to do with them. Mm-hmm. So we do lots of hikes and lots of going to the creek and things like that. But their friends will drive by and they want to run towards their friend's car windows. Oh. And it's heartbreaking to be like, don't touch your friend. You know? Oh, right. It's so heartbreaking.
Gosh. Well, Jessica, our best to you and your little kiddos. Jessica Hooten-Wilson, Associate Professor of Literature and Creative Writing, John Brown University, where she also serves as the Associate Director for the Honors Scholars Program and the Director of A Giving Voice. It's a lot to
get
out.
But she's a wonderful author. Walker Percy's novels. Check her out. Jessica Hooten-Wilson. She's online and engaged there. Take a break. Come back. We've got more ahead. How about Liberty University?
Oh, yeah, they're going to go back.
Everything's good.
Why not?
Let's assemble.
It'll be fine.
101.5 WORD.
So, yeah, things are a little weird right now. So at Word FM, we offer a little bit of normalcy to your life.
Inspiration will not be canceled. Conversations will not be canceled. The good news of Jesus will not be canceled. Hope will not be canceled.
Use your smart speaker to stay connected.
That's a smart choice.
101.5 WORD.
Always open for encouragement.
Hello, friends. It's me, Marcia, from the Spring House. We are hoping you are all healthy and safe. Our family wanted to let you know that because our cows are requiring twice a day milking, the Spring House is still open for you to stop by for your farm fresh from our herd milk and hot out of the oven breads and buns and meats and cheeses and cookies and anything that'll make life happy and comfy and easier during these uncertain times. Our buffet is still full of family recipe lunches and suppers every day to take home to eat at your own family table, and our catering team even created a special take and bake meal, which you can check out online. We even ordered in extra toilet paper in case any of you are in a pinch. We've been so blessed this last week by customers thanking us for staying open and, best of all, telling us that they're praying for us. We just wanted to let you know that we are praying for all of you, too. Here's a big hug from all of us at the Spring House to you. We love you.
In the Bible, Jesus says when we care for the least of these, it's like we're caring for him. But who are the least of these? They're moms, like Myrna Yolinda from Guatemala, where more than half the people live in extreme poverty.
What are the children eating today?
Solo tomates con tomate con tortilla.
Only tomatoes with tortilla.
Como ya están acostumbrando en la escuela que les dan.
Right now they are hungry. They want food and we don't have money enough to get to the whole week.
When you partner with Food for the Poor, you bring food, water, hope, and love. You answer the desperate prayers of moms and children. Just $27 a month for the next 12 months. Feeds a family of four, food for a year, and water for life through Food for the Poor. Would you make a life-saving gift right now? From your cell phone, dial #250 and say food. Dial #250 and say food. Dial #250 and say food. Or give online at wordfm.com.
Hey, this is Laura Story. Are you ready to deepen your faith on a spectacular week-long Alaska cruise? After you prepare your heart with worship led by Michael O'Brien and myself, Alistair Begg will be sharing from God's Word, and together we will renew our vision, purpose, and connection with Christ. We'll let Scripture steer our hearts as we explore God's eternal truths together.
Salem Media Group presents the Deeper Faith Alaska Cruise, August 30th through September 6th, 2020. Get more details at wordfm.com/Alaska.
Virginia welcomed students back to campus yesterday.
Okay.
Isn't that great? More than 1,100 students returned on Monday amid criticism of its president, Jerry Falwell Jr., for the decision during what we know, of course, is a pandemic.
Right. So in an interview Sunday night, Jerry Falwell Jr. said that there will be somewhere between several hundred to more than 5,000 students.
There were 1,100 that came back yesterday, according to NBC News.
They're going to live in the campus dorms. They're going to take classes streaming, but the students will still be in their dorms.
Mm-hmm.
This is not good.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a horrible decision. I think that he's, you know, being criticized by certain members of his own faculty because they're not being given an option. They have to go back to work. I think this is crazy. I really think it's irresponsible behavior. I know you can say everybody has a right to do what they want to do. In a circumstance like this, I don't know if that's true.
Here's what he says. I think we have a responsibility to our students who paid to be here, mm-hmm. who want to be here, who love it here, to give them the ability to be with their friends, to continue their studies, enjoy the room and board they've already paid for, and to not interrupt their college life.
Again, this is similar to the situation we talked about with the pastor in Hempfield who decided to have a public worship service on Sunday. It's not about the fact that the students have paid and you're withholding something from them because you are unjust. Right. You are trying to keep them and their community safe.
Matter of public health.
Yeah, so his argument is completely bogus.
Mm-hmm. He says that he is confident the school has taken the proper steps to prepare for a campus outbreak. Quote, I think we, in a way, are protecting the students by having them on campus together.
Okay, if they would not, if they never would have left, but they all went home for spring break.
99% of them are not at the age to be at risk, and they don't have conditions that put them at risk.
Duh. We all know that. We recognize, however, that they could put someone who is at risk at risk.
Right. I don't know. It seems as
though rocket science.
Someone gets sick, someone dies on campus.
Good grief.
Then lawsuits
that
will take place.
That makes me so mad. See, I'm just going to get – now you've made me very grumpy with this story.
No.
Good grief.
Just
all right, listen.
Common sense.
I have good news, though. We're going to talk about next. Coming up, how Pittsburgh is responding to the coronavirus. Local people making quarantine work. I have some of the greatest stories.
No,
you're going to love
them. Let's do some of this now.
No, we're going to do it after the break.
No, because we've got a long time here.
Okay, well, then let's do it now.
Right?
Wait, well, then hold on. Let me get over to my pile of stuff.
Okay. Otherwise, we're going to come back, and it's going to be a long ways, right?
All right, well, hold on. Okay.
Right, okay.
Can I start with this one, then?
Wait, Mike, do that again.
I mean, I'm all excited.
Give me the mic cam and do that,
Is there a mic cam?
Well, Mike was doing this. There he goes.
That means keep going.
Keep going, he says.
Kathy, don't stop.
Or somebody hit a home run.
Okay.
So that's this.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Saturday night. An article by Sarah Tuthill in the Incline. Aspenwall, a quaint sidewalk community tucked along the Allegheny River, was tightly knit before the virus hit the Pittsburgh region. It's the type of community where people gather at the coffee shop or the pub. They organize block parties. They have street concerts. They love a good parade. In other words, a very Pittsburgh type of place.
Aspenwall.
But coronavirus is keeping everybody at home. All the neighbors were missing each other. And so resident Carrie Benson said, I feel it's important to see your neighbors after such a tough week. So she, through a Facebook group, invited every resident to step outside onto their porch, their stoop, or their balcony on Saturday to share a happy hour toast.
Nice.
Now, Aspenwall's one of those Yinzer communities where everybody's got a front porch, right? It's one of the great places in Pittsburgh. I absolutely
love
it.
Don't you love your front porch?
So people came out. And there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. People were waving, horns were beeping. Everybody were having nice, loud conversations. Even the fire trucks were out.
Nice, loud
conversations.
Isn't
that great? They said, but the best part was being able to toast to our friend across the street, who as a pharmacist has been working tirelessly since the pandemic hit.
Fabulous.
So there are all these photographs, none of which you're going to be able to see really well. But I hope you can see that these are two people who are toasting on their front porch in Aspenwall. Look. Here's the fire truck out there. More people toasting on the bottom.
Nice.
Somebody made some sidewalk art. It says, this is very small. You're not going to be able to see it, but it says, just keep swimming.
Just keep swimming.
Isn't that great? It's
keep
like
swimming.
From Nemo.
Oh,
just
I
keep
see.
Swimming.
I missed that.
Dory, actually. Okay. Anyway, I thought that was a terrific story.
Wait,
about
go back. What is the Incline?
Oh, the Incline is this online journal of local Pittsburgh stuff. I love it.
So it's not, is it a news site?
It's a news site. Yeah, but it's about local news, local Pittsburgh stuff.
The Incline. Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah, so I really love it.
All right.
Anyway, here's another great story.
Yeah.
Okay. Pittsburgh Pirates were the next team to step up to the plate during the pandemic. This is a Fox News story, national news. It said on Monday night, the team announced that players bought 400 pizzas. That's a lot.
400?
Of pizzas and pasta for medical staff at AGH. Quote, we might not be in Pittsburgh and we don't have the opportunity to play in front of our fans and for all of us to be up in the city that's kind of become a second home to us and that's treated us so well. Pirates pitcher Jameson Taillon said in a statement, we knew we had to do something.
Oh, that's good.
We know local businesses are getting crushed and really hurting. They're affected by what's going on. And then obviously the hospitals and staff working on the front lines, they're putting in so many extra hours and extra work, exposing themselves. This is what we thought we could do to help. two birds with one stone. We can help local restaurants, and we can help the hospitals and the workers, and we as the Pirates can show our appreciation.
Fabulous.
Isn't
can you imagine?
Great?
How Jameson do you deliver 400 pizzas? What's that like?
I don't know, but if you're the pizza shop, you're happy to get that order.
And you're the delivery guy, you get yourself a nice tip.
Right.
Okay, can we take it? We'll just take a break now.
All right, sounds
okay?
good.
All right, so we're talking about Pittsburgh.
Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, swimming, swimming. Oh. What do? We swim, swim.
Dorino singing.
Have you never seen that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
It's a good movie.
Swimming. Dorino. When you want to swim, you want
see,
to
see, I'm going
to
get stuck now with that song.
It
now it's in my head.
Sounds so good.
Very nice. Okay, break. Take a break. Come back. More Pittsburgh news. How we are gathering together as communities. Stick around for that.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
Good morning, America.
Or is it? If you're one of the millions of Americans who did not sleep well last night, it's probably a pretty average morning.
But listen up, you sleep-deprived people. There's good news. A breakthrough sleep solution called Pronto Sleep.
And when we say pronto, we mean pronto. Pronto Sleep gently opens your nose to focus breathing and help you relax and fall asleep. And the built-in scent diffuser delivers a blend of four pure essential oils to help you stay asleep naturally.
And then Pronto replenishes the oils ready for the next night. Too easy, eh?
And in trials, 84% of people with trouble sleeping found Pronto helped them fall asleep, and 74% found it helped them stay asleep. So make every morning a
good morning, America.
With Pronto Sleep, available now at select Walgreens, Amazon, or at prontosleep.com.
Pronto Sleep from RhinoMed, bringing you advanced nasal therapies.
Hi, I'm Alistair Begg, and I'd like to personally invite you to join me August 30th to September 6th, 2020, for a week of Christian fellowship and a newfound appreciation for God's creation. Call 855-565-5519 to join us, or visit deeperfaithcruise.com. for all the details.
Salem Media Group presents the Deeper Faith Alaska Cruise, August 30th through September 6th, 2020. Get more details at wordfm.com/Alaska.
The message, Liberty Mutual Insurance customizes your coverage so you only pay for what you need, is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you can customize your coverage so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
College, career path. These are major decisions high school students face. Help your child go from anxious and overwhelmed to confident and clear about the future with help from experienced career coach Emily Milius. Visit launchconsulting.io to learn more.
We're talking about excellent, practical, nice stuff that people in Pittsburgh are doing, mm-hmm. How Pittsburgh is responding to the coronavirus, local people making quarantine work. Okay, I have some other great stories.
Good,
are you ready,
good.
John?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let me pull up my thing here. Okay, so we talked about this just a little bit, and hopefully people are aware that there are now several drive-through COVID-19 testing sites that you can go to in this area, right?
The zoo was
The one that just opened yesterday is at the zoo. It'll be available. Oh, but wait, let's see. drive-through testing to begin Monday. So not last Monday. It's coming up next Monday at the Pittsburgh Zoo. Testing by the Central Outreach Wellness Center will be available at the zoo's main parking lot in Highland Park, zoo officials announced. Referrals or prescriptions are not required to receive testing. But officials urged anyone who does not have symptoms, please stay home to keep from getting infected. But if you do feel like you're sick, you can hang out at the zoo and have that. Okay, so I need to go back on what I just said. It did start Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, it did start Monday. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because this article from The Trib I'm reading by Natasha Lindstrom came out on Friday.
Okay, very good.
So it is in process.
I'm surprised you don't need a prescription.
Originally, when they detailed the one that was going to open in Monroeville, the one that was going to open in Wexford, and the one that was going to open in Bethel Park, and then the one in Erie, you needed a prescription.
Okay.
So apparently this one is different. But anyway, so that's good news. Here's another thing. The Crescent Township Police Department has, of course, had a hard time in recent days because of all the uncertainty and everything.
Sure.
I mentioned this earlier in the show. A very creative woman by the name of Jill Waugh, who also has a good sense of humor, delivered a bunch of cookies to the police station, which is so
nice,
right? I mean, if you're a cop and someone comes in with cookies, you're like, oh, great, you're my favorite citizen. But
thank you.
What made them awesome is the cookies were shaped like rolls of toilet paper. Every cookie... shaped like a roll of toilet paper.
What the heck?
I'm showing John a image right now.
That is so funny.
Mm-hmm. That is really awesome. So the Crescent Township Police Department said, in these rough days, it's nice to see someone lightening the mood.
Very nice.
We can't thank you enough for baking these cookies to share with us.
Excellent.
That's a terrific story. Okay, Allegheny Alerts. This is something that I did this morning that I thought might be good for us to talk about today. There's a website that you can set or that you can get set up at. Bless you. There's an app that you can download on your phone that can let you know of any alerts that are coming up related to the COVID virus right on your phone. So did you sign up for yours?
I did.
Okay. It's called Everbridge.
Yes.
And you can download it from the App Store if you have an Apple iPhone. I'm not sure what the procedure is if you have another kind of phone. But if you download Everbridge, you can put your profile in there. Tell them how you want them to contact you, whether by text or phone call or email or whatever. And they will give you whatever updates are related to Allegheny County.
Very nice.
So it's mine's set up.
Yeah.
But you can't. I'm holding this up to the camera.
It's easy peasy.
It's absolutely not. You can't see anything on it. But trust me, it's working.
So my fear is I'm going to get overrun with notifications.
Well, that's the hard thing.
Right.
But I just felt like I can't stand all the notifications either. But if ever there was a time to know what's going on, I felt like now was probably the time.
I agree.
So it's called Everbridge, Everbridge. You can download it from the App Store. You can set up where you live so the Allegheny County notifications will come to you.
Very nice. Okay, so how about Kennywood Park?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't this cool?
It was a great story.
So the Pittsburgh Food Bank had a food giveaway for people who are food insecure. Thousands of people showed up.
Which is
just fabulous.
Terrific.
Yeah, so kudos. When you think about, your charitable giving, always remember, please, the Pittsburgh Food Bank. Because, they delivered boxes of pasta, sugar, flour, just the essentials for people who kind of go, I didn't store up. I didn't go out and buy.
Or I couldn't afford to go out and buy.
Exactly, right? So that was great. That happened yesterday as well. Literally hundreds and hundreds of people were served by that great kindness and generosity from the Pittsburgh Food Bank.
And kudos to the Oakmont Bakery. This is an article in The Trib by Dylan Carr. He writes, kindness filled the air during a rainy Monday morning in Oakmont as free sandwiches made their way into trunks and passenger seats destined for churches, nursing homes, and hungry families' kitchen. In all, are you ready?
Oh.
10,000 sandwiches.
10,000 sandwiches.
Were supplied by the Oakmont Bakery.
Who made 10,000 sandwiches?
I don't know. 2,500 pounds of deli meat and 400 pounds of cheese were handed out to people waiting in the line that stretched down 3rd Street for most of the morning.
Fabulous.
Everything from the food to the work to assemble to deliver them was donated.
Outstanding.
Everything
Oakmont Bakery.
Was donated. Chafe and Luana Foundation financed the operation. Oakmont Bakery hosted the crowd.
Very nice.
Isn't that wonderful? Janet Burnish, she's 64 years old. She lives in Greenfield. She said, kindness is so needed right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about, bringing us all together.
Excellent.
She waited for 8 free sandwiches from her car, and she wore a surgical mask and blue gloves.
Wow, that's cool. Okay, coffee.
Oh, my gosh.
You're not a coffee drinker.
No.
But Who doesn't love a good coffee story? Coffee, 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 coffee.
Oh, my gosh. There is a list of coffee shops. There are 14 Pittsburgh coffee roasters who are willing to ship you coffee.
Mm-hmm. 14 roasters here in
yes,
the city of Pittsburgh.
Yeah. There are 14 of them. Now, listen, I cannot find the list. It's in my stack of stuff, which is very large.
Yeah.
But I can tell you a couple of them off the top of my head because they're two of my favorites.
Oh, okay. Preston George.
Now, let me just say, I need to reiterate, if you are desperate for coffee and you're going to get to the point over the next week or so where you're going to say, what am I going to do?
Oh.
I can't drink Folgers from the grocery store because I'm just not that type. You know, if you're a little elevated in your understanding of coffee and you need your coffee shop, if you go to Presta George on Penn Avenue in the Strip District, you are good to go because they are willing to send you your coffee in the mail. Also, the Nicholas Coffee Shop is also willing to, thank you, you found the article.
Is that Nicholas in Market Square?
Uh-huh, exactly. La Prima, which is on, I believe, 21st Street in the Strip, and also has moved down. Have you seen their La Prima's new location down on 9th?
No.
Or what is that down in there? Is that 9th? Maybe 10th.
Huh.
Yeah, they're down at the other end.
Really?
So La Prima's one of them. Who else? You've got the article over there. Oh, Convive?
Yeah.
Okay. Go. Keep scrolling. That's good. KLVN Coffee Lab.
I don't know.
Not familiar with them.
No.
But I'm very glad they're sending out their coffee. Zeke's Coffee.
Oh, yeah. Been to Zeke's.
Okay. I haven't been to Zeke's, but I like it. Commonplace Coffee.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Coffee Tree Roasters.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Defer, which is on Smallman Street in the Strip. Wonderful little place. Steel Valley Roasters.
Very nice.
Allegheny Coffee and Tea, which is also in the Strip. The Nicholas Coffee Company, as I said. Beaver Falls Coffee and Tea, if you're from that area. Presta George, my own personal favorite. And Red Start Roasters.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Those are all coffee shops willing to ship your coffee. And if you do go to Presta George and you're like me and you like iced tea, you should have them put a quarter pound of iced tea blend in the package. And then you're going to make it, and you're going to send me an email or a Facebook post or find me on Twitter, and you're going to say, Kathy, you were right. It's the greatest iced tea of all time.
Iced tea blend. Mm-hmm. Really?
It's the
okay.
best.
All right. Okay. What about since everyone's housebound now, right? We are under a do not wander order from the governor.
That's not what he calls it.
That's what I'm calling it. Do not wander.
Mike, that's what he's calling it, the do not wander order.
Yeah. Are you a fan of Google Maps?
I never use Google Maps.
Oh.
It's not that I don't like it. I just never think about it.
Well,
should I?
Well, it's just so cool. I mean, I do these weird things like, okay, I lived in a place, 448 West 49th Street in Manhattan. And over the years, since Google Maps has gone live, I have visited my old haunt, my old apartment in New York City, 30 times.
And
I've watched the neighborhood because, of course, the first time I saw it, I was like, "Holy smokes, the neighborhood has changed so much!" And I was there in the '80s, and this was me, looking at this maybe 10 years or so ago. So in those decades, that neighborhood, in the decade that I've been watching, the neighborhood continues to change. And I go back to like my childhood home.
Okay,
I look at that. I look at all the places that I used to live. I want to see my old neighborhoods that I used to walk the streets and just kind of check in again, see how they are.
I want to do this instantly.
Yeah.
It's an app? I know it sounds dumb. Like I've never used the internet before. But
well, yeah, it's an app. But okay. It's also, it's better, of course, on your laptop or on a large screen because you get to see, of course, the larger image.
But I have a large iPad here.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I instantly need to do that.
Of course you do. Yeah. I mean, I go to play. And of course, that's just local. That's just Pittsburgh or, the places you've lived. Type in anything. Type in the Taj Mahal. And all of a sudden, there's Google Street Maps and you're in front of the Taj Mahal. I mean, it's so cool. Plus, I love that, they also have like a little sidebar of weird things, like places you should visit. Then they have weird and unusual places. Then there's also sort of like, deeper into it, like the Google Streetcar picks up people on the street. And the way that the photography somehow, people's like limbs are disembodied. Or you get to see people like old people or
really?
Kids playing ball. You get to see all kind of weird things on the Google Street Maps.
Okay.
You could spend hours. You could spend days.
I'm going to spend hours doing that tonight if I have enough mental energy, which I hope I do. Let me tell you something else I started to do.
Yeah.
I've been so overwhelmingly saddened by what's happening in Italy and what these poor people are suffering.
Yeah.
God bless them. God heal their land. Yeah. I mean, anyway, I decided over the weekend that I don't know much about Italy, and I've never traveled to Italy, and so I thought maybe this is the time to just look at a documentary or something on Italy, just to kind of give me a better idea of who I'm praying for and what the land is like and what the people are like.
That's good.
I found this little documentary called Dream of Italy. It's it's streaming right now on Amazon, and it's a woman named Kathy who's like a travel, you know, person, and she goes into all these different regions in Italy. Each one is maybe 20 minutes long. It's not going to change your world, but for someone who's never been there, didn't really know all of the particulars about the different regions, I love it.
Really?
I love it. I felt like it's helped me to pray for these people. It's really increased my compassion for them. What a gorgeous civilization they have there. I mean, oh my gosh, to think of the suffering they're enduring. Anyway, I challenge you to find something on Italy, something on China, something where there are people in other cultures who are suffering the same types of things we are, but much worse. I think it'll just increase your understanding of the world and make you into a kinder, gentler person.
That's really good. I mean, as weird and as difficult as things are right now, look at us.
I know.
We have this technology at our fingertips.
Right. We can text each other.
Oh,
we can call each other. We can share movies. We can
set up
viewing parties. We can do meetings on Zoom.
Yeah.
You can go over to Mike's house and talk to him from the porch.
Don't do that.
Listen.
He's got lots of ammunition.
One of my daughter's friends, they were so desperate to see each other yesterday that he came over in a car and sat in a car across the street and like down from our house. And she stood on the front porch and they talked for an hour. Mm. They yelled in our neighborhood for an hour.
So everybody knew their business.
Who cares? They were great.
Isn't it weird? I mean, when you walk around your neighborhood, the other day, was that Sunday? Everybody was out on Sunday. It was fabulous.
Because it was so warm.
Yeah, and the weather looked good.
No, was Sunday warm?
Oh, yeah, it was a good day.
Was it? Okay.
And, well, it was warm enough because, you know, people are like, I took a walk.
It was cool, but it was sunny. Right.
This weekend, temperatures in the 60s.
Really?
At least right now, they're saying, you know, on a Tuesday, they're saying temperatures in the 60s, Saturday and Sunday. Just get out there.
Show me the way.
Enjoy that time.
Sit Show in your me front the way. Maybe
backyard.
I'll come to your front porch, John, and say hi.
No,
we've hardly seen each other this week.
We don't need to see each other on the weekends.
You really don't think so?
No, I think we're fine.
Okay.
Listen, we're on Facebook, right?
Yeah, it was terrific to talk to a lot of you today on Facebook. If you weren't able to watch the show, you can watch it tonight. Facebook 101.5 Word FM. Have a great night.
The Ride Home with John and Kathy, a production of Salem Media Group.